Good morning, listeners. For the past 2 weeks, we have been exploring the theme, Lessons for Life, from the book of Daniel. We have examined the unwavering commitment of Daniel and his three companions, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, and how God responded to their faith, showed them his favor, honored them, and gave them outstanding success. God's dealing with them had only just begun, however, for we will see that he had much more in store for these young men who, although separated from home, family, and culture, remained loyal to him in opposition to a culture that was bent on brainwashing them by any means possible. Today, we move into Daniel chapter 2, where the drama picks up pace. Nebuchadnezzar, the supreme leader of the Babylonian Empire, comes onto the scene. He had a dream which troubled him. The really irksome thing about it was that he couldn't remember it. He called in all the Babylonian magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and fortune tellers to interpret his dream for him. When they came and lined up before the king, he said to them, "I had a dream that I can't get out of my mind. I can't sleep until I know what it means." The fortune tellers, speaking in the Aramaic language, said, "Live forever, O king. Tell us the dream, and we will interpret it." The king answered the fortune tellers, "This is my decree. If you can't tell me both the dream itself and its interpretation, I'll have you ripped to pieces, limb from limb, and your homes torn down. But if you tell me both the dream and its interpretation, I'll lavish you with gifts and honors. So go to it, tell me the dream and its interpretation." They answered, "If it please your majesty, tell us the dream, we'll give the interpretation." Daniel 2:2-7, the Message version. Daniel and his three companions were now facing an existential threat. Their lives were in mortal danger because they were numbered among the group of counselors who were powerless to tell the king his dream and its interpretation. The king was enraged. The desperate counselors stated, "Nobody anywhere can do what you ask, and no king, great or small, has ever demanded anything like this from any magician, enchanter, or fortune teller. What you're asking is impossible unless some god or goddess should reveal it, and they don't hang around with people like us." Verse 10 to 11. This response really set the king off. He lost his temper and ordered the whole company of Babylonian wise men killed. When death warrant was issued, Daniel and his companions were included. They were marked for execution. Although it was apparent, they were not present at the meeting with the king. When Arioch, chief of the royal guards, was making arrangements for the execution, Daniel wisely took him aside and quietly asked what was going on. "Why this all of a sudden?" After Arioch filled in the background, Daniel went to the king and asked for time, a little time, so that he could interpret the dream. Daniel then went home and told his companion, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, what was going on. He asked them to pray to God, to the God of heaven, for mercy in solving this mystery, so that the four of them wouldn't be killed, along with the whole company of Babylonian wise men. What an all-night prayer meeting! These four men sought God like never before. We're not told the contents of the prayers offered that night, but of one thing we can be sure, it was a prayer of faith. Daniel had asked for time to seek God with the confident expectation that he would answer. He had taken the leap of faith, as he did in chapter 1, when he asked the steward to replace their portion of the royal meal with vegetables and water. He knew that the same God who came through for them in that situation would also come through again on this occasion. Too often, we forget what God has done in the past, and as a result, fail to trust Him when we face desperate times. I'm reminded of the song by Shirley Caesar, "He'll Do It Again." You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. The weeping prophet Jeremiah consoled himself in Lamentation 3:21-23. "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." We must remember God's deeds of the past. When it comes to God in our lives, the best predictor of future performance is His past performance. As Daniel and his companions cried out to God in that midnight hour of desperation, the breakthrough came. That night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Verse 19. When the answer came, Daniel exulted in praise. "I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you. For you have made known to us the king's demand." Verse 20 to 23. God answers prayers. The entire Bible attests to this fact. As you face your dark valleys during this new year, know assuredly that you have the eternal resource of prayer. God not only provides the avenue of prayer, but He invites us to pray. "Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. That's what Daniel did. Daniel and his companions, I believe, rested quietly the remaining portion of the night. In the morning, he reported to the chief of the royal guard, who took him to the king. The king asked Daniel, renamed Belteshazzar, "Are you sure you can do this? Tell me the dream I had and interpret it for me." Daniel answered the king, "No mere human can solve the king's mystery. I don't care who he is. No wise man, enchanter, magician, diviner. But there is a God in heaven who solves mysteries, and He has solved this one. He is letting King Nebuchadnezzar in on what is going to happen in the days ahead. This is a dream you had when you were lying on your bed, the vision that filled your mind." Verse 26 to 28. When Daniel finished, the king fell on his face in awe before Daniel. He ordered the offering of sacrifices and burnt incense in Daniel's honor. He said to Daniel, "Your God is beyond question the God of all gods, the master of all kings, and He solves all mysteries. I know, because you have solved this mystery." Then the king promoted Daniel to a high position in the kingdom, lavished him with gifts, and made him governor over the entire province of Babylon and the chief in charge of the Babylonian wise men. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to administrative posts throughout Babylon, while Daniel governed from the royal headquarters. Verses 46 to 49. The true and living God was glorified by His servant Daniel and his companion as they acted in faith and trusted Him in desperate times. He is the same unchangeable God who stands ready when we face our existential threats. Do you know Him like Daniel did? He has provided the way for you to know Him even better than Daniel. You have access to salvation through Jesus Christ, the God-man who took on human flesh. died on the cross for your sins so that you can be forgiven and come into a right relationship with God. I challenge you to accept him as your personal Savior and Lord today by believing in your hearts and confessing him with your mouths. Next week, standing firm, regardless of the consequences.